Chapter 5. The next section is from verse 1 to 4, and the heading is, This is a message for Christian leaders. Now I'm talking to you Christian leaders there. I am also a leader. I was with Jesus Christ too. I saw him get trouble. I saw the people blame him by telling lies, and then they killed him. But later, he will show everyone that he is great, and I will be there too, and I will be happy there with him. You church leaders have to look after God's people. He gave you this job to look after them. So do it like a man that looks after sheep. He always looks after them properly and doesn't let anybody hurt them. God wants you leaders to be like that. You have to look after his people and help them. So be happy while you do this job. Don't just do it for money. Don't be bossy. You have to follow Jesus properly so they will see the things that you do. And they will follow him the same way as you do. Then, later, Jesus will come back, and he will be happy with your work, and he will give you the prize that will last forever. He is the leader of all of us, and he looks after us properly. The next section is from chapter 5, verse 5, and the heading is, This is a message for young people. Listen, you young people. It is like this. You have to carefully listen to your Christian leaders. Don't act smart and think you are important. Think about what we read in God's book about people that think they are important. We read this. Some people think they are important and always right. God is against those people. But he is good to people that don't think about themselves like that. The next section is from chapter 5, verse 6 to 11. And the heading is, This is a message for everyone. God is great and powerful. So remember that you are little and you aren't important at all. Wait for him, and at the right time he will show everybody that he respects you. God loves you and he is looking after you. So tell him about everything that makes you sad or angry or worried and trust him to look after you properly. You have to think clearly and watch out for your enemy. The big boss devil. He is like a wild animal going around and looking for someone to kill and eat. You have to watch out carefully and don't listen to him. Don't be frightened of him, but keep trusting Jesus very much. Remember, you are not alone. All over the world, Christians are getting trouble just like you are. People fight them because they follow Jesus. But trouble doesn't last forever. After you have trouble for a short time, God will make you strong and give you power. So you can trust him properly. God is very good. He picked you out to join you up with Jesus Christ. So in the end, you'll be very great with Jesus forever. God is very powerful now, and he will keep being very powerful forever. That's true. The next section is from chapter 5, verse 12, and the heading is About This Letter. This is just a short letter to you. Silas helped me write it. He is our Christian brother and he follows Jesus properly. I want you to be happy and strong, so I'm writing this letter to you. And I want you to remember that God is very good, so keep thinking about how good he is. Then you will keep on trusting him. The next section is from chapter 5, verse 13 to 14, and the heading is, Hello from Other Christians. The people in the church in Babylon say hello to you. God has made them his family, just like you. Do you remember Mark? He is here with me and he is like a son to me. He says hello to you too. Whenever you meet together, show each other that you love each other as Christian brothers and sisters. I ask God to make all you Christians very happy. Yours truly, Peter.